Russell Township's largest infrastructure project to date, a $104 million recreational complex with three ice rinks, is facing criticism. Two of the main groups expected to benefit from it, the Minor Hockey Association and the Embrun Junior B hockey team, say the current version of the project no longer aligns with what was originally presented to them. Mayor Mike Tarnowski says a major increase in construction costs forced the municipality to revise its plan.
The key thing here is we had to be responsible. In 2018-19, when we started visualizing and starting to plan for this rec complex, we had put together a list of things that should be included based on a lot of community discussion. And at the time, we were thinking about an $80 million project. With what happened with the inflation, COVID, and so on, that project was out of reach when we got the initial estimate. And so we had to make difficult decisions. And so a few of the decisions that were made by council were to remove a second floor. We had a partial second floor with a beautiful viewing area of one of the arenas. We had to remove the Junior B private change room, and we had to remove some of the seating in the main arena. These decisions weren't taken lightly. They were done based on needs and demands and, you know, the financial viability of the project. So even within doing all of that, we now have a $104 million project, which is the largest project this municipality has ever had.
Christian Gauthier, Vice President of Competitive Hockey for District 3 of Eastern Ontario Minor Hockey, is concerned about the addition of neutral rooms inside the dressing rooms. According to him, these spaces take up too much room, reducing the number of benches available for players.
Phase one was done with lots of consultation, and the plan came back with between what the council has decided and the architect engineering, and everything was good. The size of rooms was perfect, and 18 rooms. Basically, during the pandemic, and also probably because the town council could not get the appropriate funding from the province, they had to cut down. So phase two came back with a lot of withdrawals there for the plan in order to save lots of millions of dollars. What our surprise was, this was done without consultation. Then after that, what happened is they put a gender room or maybe a single occupancy room of 71 square foot in each room. So this added more likely as more expenses. Basically, 71 square foot times 12, basically for the cost of creating these rooms, it costs between $250,000 and close to $500,000 in extra. And it reduced the room to 322 square foot. The mayor may say you can open the door, then you can have extra room in there. But the thing is, we're still losing. Originally, Hockey Canada suggests that a hockey room should be 20 by 20, approximately 400 square foot. And if we remove the 71 square foot that was put in there as phase two of the project, with the entire room would become probably 396 square foot, which is half decent. So that created problems for minor hockey from the U9 to up to U18 and also for the Junior B. So it was a major problem. We did some research. We checked with Ottawa. We checked with Toronto. Why we did that is because Russell Township has a population of 21,000. We checked with Ottawa, who has a population of 1.3 million approximately, and Toronto, which is 3 million, 0.1 or 0.2, and their hockey rink have four pads, four ice rink. They have only two single occupancy rooms. In Toronto, they also have the same system, and some rink doesn't have any. I contacted the TGHA, which is the Toronto Gay Hockey Association, and I had great communication with them, and I got an email explaining how it works over there. This email was transmitted to the mayor of Russell Township and also with all councillors, which was quite clear that there was no need for us in a small community to have such inclusive room. And with the cost of money, it's a wasted money for us, I guess, for taxpayer. So therefore, that's what we're fighting for. We're fighting to have a larger room, which should be approximately 400 square foot, which is supported by Hockey Canada.
Mayor Tarnowski dismisses these concerns, saying the dressing rooms provide ample space for players. He also says he is proud to include inclusive facilities in every changing room.
Our standards are above Hockey Canada, Hockey USA, the IIHF. We are designers, MGMA architects, have designed countless arenas, and with those, all the change rooms. So in terms of the change change rooms themselves, we have the main change room. The main change room has 54 linear feet of bench space, which is ample space and much larger than anything we have currently in Embrun. And it's equal to the largest one that we have in Russell right now. So the 54 linear feet of bench space for whether it's adult players or youth players is plenty of space. It's above the standard that's typically used. In addition to those 54 linear feet of bench space that we have a what we call a gender neutral room with five additional linear feet of bench space. And this concept, yes, it is new, has caused, they were upset because we're spending some money on that and not on a junior B room. But that gender neutral room, we're very proud of, is something very innovative here. And so that will allow a girl, say, playing on a boys team, a place to get changed, but still be part of the team in the change room. So as soon as the person has changed, the door could be opened and they're part of the change room, which is very innovative and allows really inclusivity. We have a lot of girls playing on boys teams that have been changing in broom closets and the referee rooms and so on over the past few years. And this is going to be something that's a lot more inclusive. It's a really neat design. We're excited about that. And it's going to be something that we can all be very, very proud of. And in terms of space, I can guarantee you it is bigger than anything we have right now.
Mayor Tarnowski adds that the municipal council's main goal is to meet the needs of the majority of the community. Since most users of the complex are recreational participants, the council is prioritizing leisure activities over creating a competitive development center.
Our goal when we spend community money like we are for this particular complex is to really meet the needs of the majority of the population. And so if we think about hockey or swimming, because we have a beautiful pool coming up, the idea is for recreation. We're developing this for recreation, which is 99% of the use of that space. And so to go and develop something that's meant to be a competitive standard, and I think they're alluding to having that private room for Junior B, which is a private business, with the aspirations that kids could aim to be a part of Junior B, is just not realistic. I mean, we're responsible for taxpayers' money. I'm a resident here, and I want my money to go benefit the majority of the population in our community. And whether that's, you know, youth hockey, whether that's recreational swimming, whether it's old-timers hockey, we are going to have state-of-the-art facilities that are going to meet the needs of the majority. And that's really the bottom line. We didn't set out to develop a competitive center, and that would be ridiculous. I would be very upset at any council that would want to spend my money on competitive sport. You know, it just doesn't make sense. And so, you know, it was from the get-go a community space, and the fact that we have a community center, a community room in there that could be divided in three smaller community rooms is proof of that. I mean, those rooms are going to be there for community groups to get together, for weddings, for large events, and so on. So again, it's all about bringing community together, and that's what the main priority is.
The new recreational complex is scheduled to open in fall 2026. This has been Rose Gresla with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.